is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about a mother's invisible love. So as a young girl, I always appreciated my mother's love, and I appreciated her just being there. But of course, the older I became, and then of course becoming a mother myself, I became more in tune with the sacrifices that she made. And most often, sometimes those sacrifices that mothers will make for their children and for their families and their households are obvious, but then there are some sacrifices that go unseen and go unspoken. And it's only really she and the Lord who knows to the extent she is really sacrificing. And this is the part that I call the invisible nature of a mother's love. And when I think about the ultimate sacrifice, and I, of course, turn to the scriptures, I think about Hannah. In 1 Samuel, we learn that Hannah has a son named Samuel, but she gives her son back to the Lord. And now each year, Hannah would visit the temple and she would make a small coat for Samuel to wear. And she would give it to him each year she visited. So even though she was separated from Samuel, he would walk around in a coat that only her hands had made. And I think this story of Hannah reaffirms for us that a mother's love can always overcome time and distance. So the words that I am feeling on my heart right now, and maybe you will share with a mom, strength and dignity are her clothing. She laughs at the time yet to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and teaching of kindness is on her tongue. Proverbs 31, 25, 26. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, let's go the extra mile in celebrating our moms.